KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have cloudy skies, 20 degrees. We look for it to be cloudy today with occasional light snow mixed at times with some sleet, freezing rain, or freezing drizzle. Some light ice accumulation is possible. Any snowfall will be less than 1/2 inch during the day today, and we look for a high around 30. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Behrens of Stifel Investments. Winter weather advisories will be in effect for the entire listening area today, beginning at 6 a.m. from today through 9 p.m. tonight for Cass, Adair, Adams, Audubon, Guthrie, Dallas, Madison, Ringgold, Taylor, and Union counties. The winter weather advisory kicks in at 9 o'clock this morning and runs through 6 p.m. Saturday for Harrison, Shelby, Pottawatomie, Mills, Montgomery, Fremont, and Page counties. Those same counties will also be under a wind chill advisory until from 6 p.m. Saturday until 11 a.m. on Sunday. In the news, officials of the Cass County Health System issued a statement Thursday afternoon with regard to the passing of Dr. Edward Fisher, an orthopedic surgeon with more than 25 years of experience. Dr. Fisher joined Murtu Medical Center in the Cass County Health System in February of 2015. Sarah Nelson, CCHS Public Relations Specialist, said the physicians and staff at the Cass County Health System and Murtu Medical Center were deeply saddened Thursday to learn that Dr. Edward Fisher, orthopedic surgeon, had passed away. The details and funeral arrangements were not available at this time. And Nelson said patients currently receiving orthopedic services will be contacted by clinic staff in the near future regarding their ongoing care. Red Oak police early this morning arrested a man on an assault charge. 22-year-old Jacob William Avery of Red Oak was taken into custody at around 1:15 a.m. for domestic assault. The victim of the assault suffered minor physical injuries during the incident. Avery was being held in the Montgomery County Jail without bond, pending an appearance before the magistrate. The Harlan Police Department said yesterday an arrest has been made in association with several reports of packages that had been delivered to and then stolen from the front porch or steps of area residences. As a result of the investigation, 50-year-old Jeffrey Rowland of Harlan was found to have several of the stolen items in his possession. Rowland was taken into custody last Friday and transported to Shelby County Jail, where he was charged with theft in the third degree. That same day, 60-year-old Cindy Jo Cassidy of Harlan was taken into custody after officers were called to the Casey's General Store upon receiving a report of a possible shoplifter. Cassidy was transported to the Shelby County Jail, where she was charged with theft in the fifth degree. On December 7th, employees at the Harlan Do It Best hardware store reported to police that 45-year-old Corey Hess of Dunlop had allegedly removed an item and left the store without paying for it. A complaint charging Hess with theft in the fifth degree was filed with the Shelby County Clerk of Court. On December 8th, Harlan police arrested 32-year-old Anthony Kester of Harlan on an active Shelby County warrant for theft in the fifth degree. Kester was taken to the Shelby County Jail. Authorities in Harlan report also that on December 10th, 55-year-old Lee Jung-hoon Hansen of Harlan was arrested on an active Shelby County warrant. He was transported to the Shelby County Jail. And on December 5th, 19-year-old Seth Strong of Elkhorn was taken into custody when he drove past the scene of a traffic stop on Highway 44, just east of Shelby County Road M47. Authorities say Strong allegedly did not slow down, and the vehicle he was driving made excessive noise as it passed. Strong was taken to the Shelby County Jail, where he was charged with failure to move over or slow down for stationary emergency vehicles. An accident Wednesday night in Council Bluffs resulted in the arrest of a man who had recently been released from the Mills County Jail after serving 23 days for being driving while barred. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office said 78-year-old Ronald Walter Klinker of Hastings was taken into custody on another charge of driving while barred after the pickup he was driving hit the Casey's General Store at 19900 Virginia Hills Road. The accident, which happened at around 8:15 p.m. Wednesday, caused minimal damage to the building's gutter. An on-duty Casey's employee told a sheriff's deputy as Klinker pulled into the parking lot, his pickup jumped the curb and hit the building. Klinker told the deputy he experienced a coughing fit and accidentally hit the gas instead of the brake. He acknowledged his driving privileges were barred and that he shouldn't be driving, but Klinker said he couldn't find anyone to take him into town to get groceries. In the funeral announcements, Danny Papa Bear Coleman, age 67 of Yale, died Monday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Danny Papa Bear Coleman will be today at 10:30 at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Eric Thompson, age 54 of Harlan, died Tuesday. Memorial services for Eric Thompson will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Irwin. Polly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Sharon Olds, age 74 of Griswold, died Monday at the Griswold Care Center. Funeral services for Sharon Olds will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. Merle Stengel, age 92 of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Allen Place. Funeral services for Merle Stengel will be on Saturday at 10:30 at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Lyle McClellan, age 71 of Earl Bayard, died Monday. Funeral services for Lyle McClellan will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. OD Funeral Home in Bayard has arrangements. Barbara Morgan, age 87 of Harlan, died Saturday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community. Funeral services for Barbara Morgan will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Elaine Huddleston, age 92 of Atlantic, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Elaine Huddleston will be on Monday at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Robert Bob Reimer, age 79 of Council Bluffs, has died. And funeral services for Bob Reimer will be on Monday at 11 o'clock at the Lus Hills Funeral Home in Carson. Gordon Nelson, age 84, of Avoca and formerly of Harlan, died Wednesday at Avoca Specialty Care. Funeral services for Gordon Nelson will be Tuesday at 11 o'clock at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Neil Lundy, age 82, of Stewart, died Thursday at the Community Care Center in Stewart. Funeral services for Neil Lundy will be on Tuesday at 1:30 at the United Methodist Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Adair has arrangements. Edwin Ed Larson, age 96, of Elkhorn, died Tuesday. Memorial services for Ed Larson will be next Wednesday at 10:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home has the arrangements. Jameson Steckler, age 14, and Gavin Steckler, age 11, both of Audubon, died December 10th. Funeral services for Jameson and Gavin Steckler will be held December 23rd at 10:30 a.m. The place of services had yet to be determined. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon is in charge of the arrangements. Our news and funeral announcements were brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.